Well, while athletes go for the gold in Rio, marketers will be going for the green. Official sponsors will pay nearly $1 billion to associate their brands with the Olympic Games, but millions more will be spent on something known as ambush marketing, advertising that implies a connection to the Olympics when there actually is none. That's what Under Armour is trying to do in this ad that features the U.S. gymnastics team in training while a roll call of nations is chanted. Here and now, media analyst John Carroll joins us now. And John, first of all, who is Under Armour ambushing here?
Under Armour is ambushing Nike, which is ironic since Nike has been the greatest ambusher since Zorro. They have done it constantly at Olympics, Euro Cup, World Cup. This time around, though, they're the sponsor of the U.S. Olympic Committee and all its athletes. So they'll outfit them, including the women's gymnasts. So Under Armour sponsors the team but has no official connection to the Olympics.
And there's no Olympic logo or reference in this ad.
No, that's the ambush part of it. I mean, the implication is that somehow they're associated with the Olympics, and somehow they are, but technically they are not. So they leave it up to the viewer to sort of fill it in.
Is there anything the International Olympic Committee or Nike can do about this?
Probably not about the Under Armour campaign, but they do have restrictions, and they do go after people. In 1995, they went after Audi, saying that the four-ring logo that Audi has was too close to the five-ring logo of the Olympics. They've also sued...
Obviously, they didn't win that one.
No, they did not.
They still got that logo.
Yeah, they sued a knitting club, which was having its own Olympics back in 2012. They also taped over the toilet paper logos on the toilet paper dispensers in London so that people wouldn't think that they were official sponsors.
So people may wonder, well, why does this matter so much? Well, roughly half of the IOC's $2.7 billion in operating budget comes from sponsorship revenue. So you can see why they would be very unhappy about this, but not very easy to police, especially in the age of social media.
No, I mean, there are some platforms that you absolutely cannot police. Snapchat, WhatsApp, Instagram are really hard. They can probably monitor Twitter, but overall, they have a real disadvantage in terms of social media.
And on the other hand, the IOC has loosened some restrictions.
Right. It used to be that the athletes have their own sponsors, and it used to be that the sponsors of athletes could not run ads during the Olympic broadcast. But they have loosened it up. They have some waivers that they've given to some people. So essentially, they've opened up that possibility. But it's a very narrow window.
Why do brands care so much about associating themselves with the Olympics?
Because people care about the Olympics. People get attached to the athletes, their stories. 217 million Americans watch the London Olympics. So I think it's a big market that's engaged. And that's exactly what advertisers want. They want to connect with people who are engaged.
John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now and a mass communication professor at Boston University. We've got a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.